Stay tuned. You're watching Freedman Adventures.
Mwah. Oh, this is that new custom rod that people can win. Dave Dodge, Captain Dave Dodge, my buddy. How's that rod?
I like it.
Really?
Yeah, this will really kill the barred perch for sure.
Well, the biggest barred perch gets this puppy, Dave. So
you
better get on it, man.
I know.
You were just telling me Ghost Shrimp catches everything.
Ghost Shrimp does catch everything.
All right, beautiful rod. Down here at Big Fish Bait and Tackle.
On the end of the rod.
Rodda on a rod.
And Joe just came in, too.
And Joe! Oh, my God, everybody's here.
Let's go. Chop, chop.
Good morning, my dear friends, and welcome to beautiful Surfside, California on this absolutely lovely morning in Southern California. Check out that ocean. My God, if there was a day to be fishing the surf, this is definitely it. And the guys that are off fishing for halibut, looking for bluefin tuna, yellowtail in the wintertime here in Southern California. It is definitely a crazy year so far, and it promises to be even crazier. The PCS show starts tomorrow, of course, down there in the Orange County Fairgrounds. Huge show with so much to do. And I got great news for you, because a little later today, Sam De La Torre from Tackle Shop Confessions and, of course, Island Fishing Tackle in Carson, California is going to be here live from the show to walk around and show you some of the stuff that you're going to get to experience. So a little bit later, whenever Sam and I can hook it up, we'll have it for you. And how about the intro? My good friend Dave Dodge down there yesterday, Captain Dave Dodge at Big Fish Bait and Tackle in the beautiful city of Seal Beach, California. Did that custom rod look beautiful or what? And man, you picked that thing up and you're saying to yourself, as I was, oh my God, I got to fish this thing. I want this thing. I want to hang a fish in the surf on that rod because it is truly beautiful. And they're giving one away every single month at Big Fish Bait and Tackle. I have details on that and so much more. You know what time it is. It's time for the morning briefing. Good morning, my friends. Oh, that coffee is so good. I say that every morning, though. It really is. I feel so blessed to be here again with you all. If you don't mind, tick the little bell there. And, of course, you'll be notified when there is new content. Subscribe to the Freedman Adventures YouTube channel. Really important that you hit the like button and share these videos with a friend. And of course, you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Wow, so much to talk to you about. PCS show starting tomorrow. Of course, we've got long range information and we have got to cover so much more with you all. And it's the dead of winter. I can't believe it. It's the dead of winter and we've got all this fishing info going on. It's going to be an incredible year. We're going to have so much content for you here on the Freedman Adventures YouTube channel. It's going to blow your mind, and I am looking so forward to it, including some new shows that we'll be announcing here shortly. All right, let's jump into it. We'll go to Mexico because I love Mexico. Mi corazón es con México siempre. I tell you, my heart is always in Mexico. I love it down there. I've spent several years living there. I taught there. We continue to send all kinds of food and clothing and so much work, all due to your help, down to Mexico. So it's just a great place. Cabo San Lucas, again, we've seen some pretty good marlin fishing down there. Striped marlins are biting down there in that neck of the woods. And it's been a pretty good bite here recently. You know, some days you'll get no striped marlin. Some days you'll get one striped marlin. Some days you'll get 12 striped marlin, that, of course, that you catch and release. Some yellowfin tuna still zooming around there. When the wind is not an issue, you can push further offshore and look for pods of porpoise. And when you find them, man, it can be really, really good. So keep that in mind. It has been really excellent fishing. Occasional wahoo and some pretty good dorado fishing at times down there also. Now, 140 miles down below the border, you know, we're supposed to be getting some rain today. Looks like if it shows up, it'll be a little bit later. I don't know what's going on down south of us right now, but the forecast in San Quintin was 25% chance of rain, something like that. You all know what that means, by the way, right? It means that let me explain this way. They're 100% sure it's going to rain over 25% of the landmass that we're talking about. So 100% chance of rain is it's going to rain all over Orange County. Let's say it's Orange County's got that forecast. If it's 50%, they're 100% sure that 50% of Orange County is going to get some rain. Anyway, I don't know why I got into that, and it wasn't a very clear explanation, actually. San Quintin, good yellowtail fishing down there on the Yo-Yo Iron. That has been super effective. We've seen good grade fish, too. That's one thing that we have been seeing this year is a lot of that 18 to 25-pound yellowtail. So you want to fish that with heavy string. I wouldn't fish it with anything less than 40, and in my humble opinion, that's too light. I like 60-pound with a good yo-yo iron that you wind on fast, and you set the hook by turning the handle. Copious amounts of colorful and delicious-eating rockfish also down there in some big links. San Quintin has definitely been a great place to fish. Zooming up a little bit further and closer to the U.S. border, we go to Ensenada, which is such a lovely seaside town in northern Baja California. Ensenada with lots of great rock fishing right now. You're almost assured of a great trip. Look at that. Blackfin sport fishing, my friends out there on Punta Banda, putting the wood to it. Got a big bonita on there also. There's been some yellow zooming around there also. They've been a little skittish here recently, but if you go a little bit further south, 15, 20 miles down there near Santo Tomas, maybe a little bit below there, there's been breezers of yellows up. In fact, there's been breezers of yellows there just around Todos Santos Island, which is just 10 miles from Ensenada. So there's a lot of that going on. Sometimes those fish are very skittish. You'll see them, you'll roll up on them in your panga, and then they sink out. And you keep doing that and same thing. Other days, you throw an iron on them when you get up there, and you are on to a nice big forky, and it's that big grade fish. It's been that 15 to 25 pound. I mean, Louis Prieto, a couple of weeks ago, was down there. Santo Tomas actually kicked this bite off. It's for real sport fishing down there in Ensenada. Louis had one, I think, that went 30 pounds, something like that. It was beautiful. And he had good fishing down there. We've seen those flurries of barracuda, early springtime activity, perhaps a sign that El Nino is still hanging on. It's starting to rapidly disintegrate. And we're going to transition into a La Nina, warm water to colder water. But right now, it seems like everything is accelerated from the surf to the offshore situation with that bluefin, which I'll get into in a moment with you. Everything seems to be moving ahead here in 2024. So some good fishing down there in Ensenada. You got great calico bass fishing along that rugged, beautiful, pristine Baja coast. I love fishing over there. And the calico bass bite has been spectacular. It's been really, really good. All right, let's talk long range right now. Red Rooster 3 with some nice big yellowfin tuna. YFT are starting to bite, and they do a great job on the rooster. Andy Cates is such a capable and great captain. Love that guy. He was with me not that long ago here in the Freedman Adventures YouTube channel studios, and that was a lot of fun. So some pretty big fish there. There's also some good wahoo fishing going on. And, of course, if you want to fish for other stuff, you know, reef fish and grouper, that also has been pretty darn good. Long range situation, chugging along nicely. Royal Polaris is on an ecology trip, headed down the Baja coast, seeing all kinds of great stuff, gray whales, and so much more on a truly great trip. Hey, don't forget, it's tax season, and if you have to handle your back taxes or you want to get your present taxes under control, get your refund, Tim Marquez is our man from A Best Income Tax. Give Tim a call. And if you have heating or air conditioning needs, you want to call John Lopez from Efficient Heating and Air Conditioning. Nobody better than John to handle your heating and air conditioning situation. He will take care of it for you for sure. All right, let's get in here and talk bluefin tuna because that is rapidly becoming a thing. The Old Glory on their last trip, 24 bluefin tuna, and they didn't focus on it entirely on the whole trip. They were down at Colonnette catching lings and reds, and they had great fishing there. There's been some yellowtail action on the Yo-Yo Iron down at Colonnette. And just so you know, that's 120 miles below the border. Down there, there's been good rock fishing, and several boats are going to continue to focus on that here Friday night, heading down there where fishing has been great on the bottom stuff. And then you get a chance at the yellowtail. And then you get the added chance of bluefin tuna. But the Old Glory had such a good signal and such a good sign on the bluefin tuna that he said, you know what? Do or die. Let's do this, man. Let's get this 2024 BFT season underway. And that's what they're going to do. They're going Friday nights, bluefin tuna or bust. They're focusing in on that on two-day trips. And look out. I'll tell you what, they didn't make that decision really, you know, just because, you know, let's do that. They're making that decision because of what they saw out there. They saw such great signal. They think they can put some big numbers on the boat, and it wouldn't surprise me at all. A lot of that fish was taken on 200 to 300 gram jigs at night. So those knife type jigs at night, 200 to 300. I'm not telling you not to bring your 400 gram jigs or even heavier than that, but I'm just telling you what worked on this. A lot of that fish was like 40 to 60 pounds, up to 70 and some smaller than that. So we had a wide variety, but a lot of it, most of it, 40 to 60 pounds. Captain says drop. You're going to be out there on deck at night. He says drop. You need to drop immediately. And the second part of that is that you need to get to the appropriate depth, and you can do that with metered colored line. And, you know, this is going to sound silly, but take a nap during the daytime because it happens all the time, and it happened on this last Old Glory trip. Guys are sleeping, man. There were four people on deck, and they dropped and got a fish, and they had good evidence of fish. I mean, you're not on there to sleep. You're on there to catch the bluefin tuna of your dreams. And I don't know about you, but at my advanced age, I get tired, man. I'm going to have to take a nap, or I'm going to sleep. I don't even last that long at night out there on deck. So you've got to get some rest so that at night, when you're driving around, and you've been driving around for a few hours, and you feel like going to bed, that is not the time to do it. You have plenty of time to do that later. Stay up and stay focused on what you are doing, and that'll make all the difference in the world. I love what is going on with this bluefin tuna situation, and it's just going to continue to progress as we go along. April the 4th through the 9th, we're on board the Independence. 5 days. Can you imagine that? I mean, yellows and bluefin and so much more. I hope we get a chance at the rockfish. I love rockfishing. Just a couple of drops, Brian. I just want to make a couple of drops and put some color in the fish holds. Really looking forward to that trip. And you can sign up by dropping by the Independence booth at the PCS show. Say hi to everybody for Freedman Adventures, or going to IndependenceSwordFishing.com, or giving Paulina in the office a call. Tell her hello for me and join us on that great trip. April the 9th, my son Philip's birthday. He'll be on board, so we'll have a little celebration there. It's going to be a really fun trip. Can't wait to do that with you all. Hey, by the way, you know, on the lead-in, I guess I didn't mention it on the lead-in, but I mentioned it on the cover, that a secret bait here in our local area. It works in Baja, works everywhere. So we've been talking about these sheephead tournaments, and now sheephead is open here in Southern California. Go shrimp. Okay, we were talking about going to the market and buying shrimp. Go shrimp gives you a huge advantage, especially when you're fishing in some of those shallow water spots. And I'll define that as 30 to 70 feet of water. Of course, you know, it could be 80 feet of water. Go shrimp will make all the difference in the world. You can get it down there at Big Fish Bait and Tackle in Seal Beach, as well as some other places. They have it, man. You'll catch fish on that you won't catch on squid. Sargo and some other species, and sheephead love to bite it. I would add that to your arsenal if you are going to be fishing for goats. And if you're a private boater, I would definitely grab a couple of bins of that and take it with me and give it a try. It works so well. I was talking to an angler who dropped 8 straight times in that short water, like fishing 50 feet of water, got bit every single time, got a fish every single time. Everything eats it. Go shrimp is another good key for you all. And it might give you an advantage if you're on the Victory, who's doing a sheephead tournament here in Southern California. It could really do you well. All right, still fishing wintertime bass here in Southern California. Down at San Diego, the Mission Bell just picked at him yesterday. Scott Buchard, who worked in the galley, said it wasn't wide open, but it was a gorgeous day. Said Scott to be on the water. People had a great time. We picked at the bass. Other times, it gets wide open. Some other times, not that wide open. I think they had one halibut, some sculpin, and whitefish to go along with it. Mission Bell with my friend Sean Hardigan. I don't care if you catch or don't catch, you're going to have a great time. He's a great guy. Scott's a lot of fun in the galley. Make sure you make your galley order difficult for him, and then tell him Freedman Adventures sent you. It's just a really great time. Premier, 14 guys on the morning trip. Yesterday, 25. Sand bass, 10 sculpin, a calico bass, a whitefish for them, so you get an idea of that. We're seeing similar kinds of scores up and down the Southern California coast. You know, Dana Wharf, Long Beach, a lot more sheephead up here, it seems like, right now. Some really good fishing. And, of course, we can ride you right up to Marina Del Rey and up into the Channel Islands, where we continue to see some pretty darn good wintertime bass fishing with that mix of other stuff in there. All right, and of course, our halibut situation here in Southern California has been absolutely spectacular here recently. The Native Son has been doing best of all out of 22nd Street Landing in beautiful San Pedro, California, where I think we have four fish over 30 pounds on the Son so far this year, well over 20 pounds, and up to around 150 legals, if I've got that all right, and they are out today. And boy, did they make the right call. Or should I say the anglers who signed up made the right call. I said you might get a few drops on your head, but who cares about that? You've got a gorgeous ocean. Now, what they're going to need today is a little bit more breeze to push them along. When you're fishing halibut, it's all about the drift because you need to cover ground. You need to cover the areas where those flat fish are. So you need the exact right amount of drift. Not too much, because then you're trolling for halibut. Not too little, because you're not covering any ground. So hopefully they will find this, if anybody's going to do it. It's going to be those guys. They've been doing great. 22nd Street Landing. Monte Carlo, yesterday, they were out, and they had 19 anglers with 19 sandbass, 6 sculpin, 12 sheep's head, 2 calico bass, 9 whitefish. They've had some nice halibut here recently. Also, Marina Del Rey with sculpin, whitefish, sheep's head, sand and calico bass. Not wide open, but good wintertime fishing, and, you know, it's all about getting out on the water. That's the most important thing. Really beautiful day here today. All right, let's talk about the SoCal surf fishing situation, because it's going to be good today. Man, they've been picking off some really nice bar perch from down below the border to all the way up to the Ventura County line and beyond that. It has been really good. You can catch those bar perch by fishing grubs like honey badger baits and a variety of other baits. You know, Worm King, my friend Fish, is starting to come out with more and more stuff for the surf and really beautiful stuff. And also you can fish bait, a two-hook rig, a Carolina rig. You can fish those chrome crocodiles and lucky crab lures. The big aggressive bar perch really like to bite them. If you're fishing for the tournament that they have at Big Fish Bait and Tackle. And to reiterate one more time again, Big Fish Bait and Tackle, Seal Beach, corner of PCH and Pacific Coast Highway. To just go over that one more time again for you, it's absolutely free. You, however, have to have a Salty Bones fishing ruler. Salty Bones, you have to have that one. You can pick those up at Big Fish Bait and Tackle, and then you can talk to them a little bit more about the rules. But all you have to do with your barred perch, and it's barred perch here in the month of March 2024. Might change next month. Every single month, they're giving away that beautiful custom rod. So all you have to do is take your catch, lay your ruler out with the date inscribed in the sand, and then show how big your perch was, and then post it over there on the Big Fish Bait and Tackle Instagram account, and you could win yourself a gorgeous custom rod and bragging rights to go along with it. So don't forget, get to Big Fish Bait and Tackle, get your ruler, and get it going, man, while this weather is as nice as it is. There's been some halibut in the surf. There's been some good corbina fishing in the surf, a little bit early for that. We have a grunion run that's going to happen on March the 10th. You ask, what's the big deal about that? Well, that just brings more predators into our beach, and it's open season, so you can take grunion. You can take them and freeze them for a later time. You can only take 30 per person. You must have a fishing license to partake in the grunion runs. If you just came down here with your family and watched that spectacle of nature, you would feel very blessed. It is amazing. March the 10th. In fact, Freedman Adventures should organize a grunion run watching night. Maybe I'll have to do that. We'll see about that here on this upcoming event. See if we can turn that into a really fun evening for everybody. All right, so some good barred perch fishing going on. RK Toji with some really nice barred perch. And, of course, we have seen some yellowfin croaker also being taken. Yellowfin croaker love to bite those small chrome jigs. Promar, they make some really great stuff for the surf. My son, Philip, loves fishing the Promar stuff, as does yours truly. It really works well. All right, and lobster hoop netting. You get this kind of weather, it ought to be really good because we've come out of some inclement weather where it's been breezy, and we're going to have some breeze in our future, but right now, it is absolutely gorgeous. Lobster hoop netting, only a couple of weeks to go, and it's been fantastic. We've seen nothing short of an outstanding season. 7 lobster per hoop netter, and we've seen guys getting limits both locally and at Catalina Island on a regular basis, and that's almost over, so you're going to want to take advantage of that. Don't forget, if we can get it together, Sam De La Torre, Island Fishing Tackle, and yours truly, live from the PCS show. We'll have some more information on that great show, some of the specials, and we'll be able to tell you what Sam has to offer for you all. All right, my dear friends, whoa, is it beautiful down here or what? I hope you get to get out and enjoy it. It is gorgeous. It's sunny. It's warm. It feels like summertime. It may be right before the rain starts. I don't know. I don't see any of that. Well, I guess maybe, but it's beautiful. Hope you get out. Hope you get over to the PCS show. It's Thursday through Sunday at the Orange County Fairgrounds. Should be a wonderful event. So many vendors are there. So many great seminars. So much great stuff to partake in. And don't forget, Sam and I will be live here a little bit later today. Have a great one. And as always, I hope to see you really, really soon.
Jackie, you're getting rigged up, man. You told me that Bill Varney, reading his book, really convinced you to do a lot more surf fishing.
You're absolutely right. I just got that for Christmas, my most precious gift. And every time I've been out, about 7 times since then, based on your advice, and every time I've caught at least 2 barred perch.
Man, let's make it happen this morning.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jackie.
Donuts, nutrition.
You must know the kids are coming.
That's why I brought them.
You look like you're rigged up and ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
Let's try, let's see if they bite. The battle against erosion with the sand replenishment continues here. Of course, we are hoping that there's lots of worms and other little critters in that sand that's coming on the beach that will result in a good surf fishing morning. We're watching it closely for you all.
I've seen him wipe out donuts and he's halfway done with the burrito.
And there's a burrito for you there, Mitchell. You better have one.
Thank you, brother. Good to see you guys.
You too.
We got the whole crew here.
I know, man. This is awesome. Doug, this does not look like it's on my carnivore diet.
No, this is not quite carnivore-ish.
You got to get a bacon-wrapped one.
Yes.
What's up, my man?
Good morning, my friend.
How are you?
Good.
So good to see you. Thank you for being here.
I'm glad to be out here.
Nice yellowfin croaker. Good job, my man.
Ruddy.
Boys, nice job. First fish. I'm loving this. Woo! Let's do it. Good to see you, man. Thanks for happening. Hey, you had some good catches the other day. Corvina and another fish?
BSP, yeah.
Hey, Michael, nice. What are you doing?
I'm handing out size 4 hooks for the Freeman Adventures family that came out here today.
All right, go do it.
All right.
See ya.
See you later.
Yellowfin croaker. Woo!
Hey, Jackie, nice one. Man, these are fat yellowfin croaker here. Really?
First of my life. Yes,
they fight good, don't they?
That was beautiful.
Yeah, nice fish, dude.
Long time coming.
That's beautiful, man.
Right on.
Way to go. Jeff, how's this first time surf fishing going for you?
Going well.
Whoa, you got another nice fish. You got 3 now?
Yeah.
Nice yellowfin croaker. Woo-hoo. Woo! Beautiful. Jeff, you're catching everything. Now a leopard shark. What the heck? First time surf fishing. Woo-hoo. And he's killing it.
Literally.
With Phil, where are we at right now?
The bait, fish, and tackle store.
What'd you get, Sophie?
We got
crocodiles.
No crocodiles.
Yeah.
We're gonna go down and throw those at the beach right now.
Yeah.
Awesome. Want to say hello to everyone? Come on down to Big Fish Bait and Tackle for all your surf fishing needs. Say bye, guys.
Bye.
Nice, Chris.
Right,
good job, boys. Whoa, I'm loving it. Can you believe it? Woo! Check that out.
Right on the surf.
Dude, nice. Congrats.
Man, you stayed at it hard.
I try hard for this fish.
That's so awesome.
Good fish.
Fat hair. There you go. We'll take it, man. Nice going. Fish. Beautiful. Mitchell, what do we got here?
What do you got, Owen?
Owen.
What kind of fish?
Yellowfin croaker.
Good fish.
God, that's a beautiful bean. Let me see that, man. Whoa, is that beautiful. What'd you catch? Oh, I'm getting video. Beautiful sunrise for this Freedman Adventure surf fishing event. Spot Dan, Michael Amon. All right, good job to fight another day. Beautiful. Leopard shark, good job.
Shark Slayer.
Woohoo!
Look at that.
Michael Limon, what's that?
Another croaker.
Man, they're biting. Beautiful yellowfin croaker. There he goes. Ready to go here?
Yeah, guess what I just caught?
What?
I caught a corvina.
You did?
Uh-huh.
I made you guys breakfast burritos and there's chocolate donuts.
Chocolate donuts.
Yellowfin croaker. Yellowfin croaker. Woo!
That was such a memorable day in February of 2024. You know, the surf fishing bite is only going to get better. Surf fishing, you can get out just about every single day and experience it. It's not that expensive, and it can be really exciting with lots of fish. If you'd like to join me with some guided tours, I'd be happy to take you out for the day. Just send me a text to 657-227-6459. Put surf fishing in the subject bar and I'll get back to you and we'll get a date and get out in the surf together. We will have some more of these kinds of events in the very near future. This was just way too much fun with the Freedman Adventures family. I can't wait to do it again.